Oh, hi there, Eddie. Eddie, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara, who you were just speaking with, wanted me to get on the line and get you the details of the service. Of course, answer any questions that you might have. Also, to apply a reduced rate, you do qualify for reduced pricing, being that it's a very young company. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I do have your file here in front of me. I'm sure that you are familiar with that local map or PAC result that Tara was talking about, that top of the page. Yeah. I mean, you know, we all use it. You know, when we need something, we don't know who to call, we Google it. And for you, that means your potential customers won't even need to know the name of your business. Of course, it's a young company, so traditional word of mouth might not be that reliable, consistent factor driving new business to you. Google, though, is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you there can, of course, use your services for a different project, recommend you to their friends. Now, Tara says you're doing residential and commercial?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't have a website, but that's okay. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have websites. In fact, you know, our service is offered on a month-to-month basis, and we do know that most potential customers will want to see a website. They'll want to know that you do what they're looking for. They'll want to learn about your company.
I got a guy working on a website right now.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm just not sure how soon that's going to
If you're not sure when, like, that website would be completed or if it would be completed, like I said, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. I would actually be able to include a website at no cost because you are a young company, because we're trying to make it affordable for you, and certainly because our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing. We have to earn your business to keep you a satisfied client. You're looking at on a month-to-month basis, reduced pricing, of course, because it's a young company, of exactly $249.00. It would go once a month for $249. So you're not paying on top of that for leads. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. And it's a comprehensive package. I mean, it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, so someone says, hey Siri, you know, find me a masonry contractor. You'll have Facebook paid ads as well. And of course, you know, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. With that website included, meaning that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you as long as we need to. If the website you're working on is completed, we can easily switch to promoting that site. But at least in this way, you know, at no additional cost to you, within 5 or 7 business days, you would have a functioning website. Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven, again, included at no cost. Now, you would get a detailed reporting and tracking system. Of course, you'd see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Obviously, you've got questions, I'm sure, but at least on the surface, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Sure, why not?
Well, you know, it is designed to get your phone ringing, and it looks like, are you using Angie's? Are you paying for leads? Tara attached that Angie profile here. She might have found it when she was looking for a website. So there's no conflict with something like that and being a top option on the first page of Google. What I would tell you, though, is what a lot of my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service. They prefer direct phone calls, and once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on those leads. So you'd probably be able to do the same thing. Now,
that's what I want.
I know from talking with a lot of business owners that use that service or something similar like Thumbtack or Networks, Craftjack. I mean, when you pay for a lead and that same lead goes to 4 or 5 of your competitors, when you're dealing with a potential customer who's really expecting several bids, you know, they're maybe looking for the cheapest guy. They might even be looking for just estimates to budget for something down the road, and yet you're still expected to come out of pocket for something like that. This might be a better option for you, but like I said, whether you love Angie's, hate it, or somewhere in between. If you keep that service, it's fine. It does not conflict with this service at all. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on, is this the business number? Is this the number you would want your customers to call?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Now, keep in mind, Eddie, most of the time, you'll simply get direct phone calls. Everything does have the click-to-call feature. Customers will then be calling this number directly, either by dialing it in or hitting that click-to-call feature. If they do happen to fill out the contact form on the website that we'll build for you, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away, in fact, when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. In fact, there's no additional cost. You know, we're not like your cable company or your phone provider. We're not trying to invent new ways to charge you for something. It is as simple and straightforward pricing as we can make it. It bills once a month for exactly $249. Your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not like a physical address, showroom, or location you would want your customers to know about online. Okay. That's completely expected. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck, right? They wouldn't expect you to maintain a storefront. In fact, they wouldn't want to list a street address for you. They wouldn't want anyone driving out to your home, for example, and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. That Angie, though, does have an address, the 5911 South Kansas Road. Is that your residence?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Well, Google won't list that address. You'll be listed city and state, not even a zip code, certainly not a physical street address. And then Tara says you do travel at least a little bit for the right job.
Yeah.
We can target anywhere in and around that, you know, greater Columbus area, focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And then, do you have a preference of residential over commercial or vice versa or no real preference at all?
I'd more residential than commercial.
Okay. And that's kind of by choice, by design. We can definitely keep that going for you, kind of focus a little bit more on residential clients. Of course, the calls come to you, so you do get to pick and choose the work. You're not, you know, feeling compelled to take on anything that starts to look like a job. It's not like Angie's where you pay for so many leads that don't turn out into anything that you take whatever comes along into a job. But you do a lot. I mean, is roofing your main focus or siding, deck building? Okay.
All three of them are,
Perfect. And that is fantastic. You're not going to be, like, limited by how someone searches for you. In fact, any keyword or search phrase related to the services that you provide, even misspellings, they can find you. And then, like I said, when they fill out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, Eddie, we will list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, from time to time we will email things out to you. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
For the business, it would be AmericanForce3@gmail.com.
Okay, so definitely a business email. We can list it on the website. You said AmericanForce3@gmail.com,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah. And the business name, is it American Force Enterprises? Is that how you want the company branded online?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, Eddie, Tara has that as E-D-D-I-E. Is that accurate?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, she did not get your last name, though.
Yoder.
Y-O-D.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would schedule a follow-up call. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. We'll spend about a half an hour. One of our technicians will call you, talk to you in depth about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or motto, tagline, slogan if you've got one. You know, what's unique about your business if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, but it helps us to build out your website and, of course, to promote your business the way you want customers to see it. The other thing that I am required to do here before I get you off the phone is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it is required of us. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know, of course, that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are reducing the cost of the service and even including that website for you for as long as we need to. And if it means that, you know, the website that you're trying to get built, if it's never completed, that's perfectly fine. We'll continue to host and maintain and even update your website at no cost. Now, some of our clients do love that there's a website editor tool that you'll have access to, and they do sometimes like to make changes to their website, add a photo or add a promotion, a discount, a special, something like that. You can always do that. Whether you are making changes to your website, Mr. Yoder, or whether we are, there's never any additional cost for that. Like I said, there's no additional cost. It just bills once a month for that $249. Now, before I do schedule that follow-up call and read that voice verification, for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you,
sir? MasterCard.
Is it Eddie Yoder or Edward on the card? Any middle initial or the business name?
Eddie M. Yoder.
M? You said M like Mike, right? Not N like Nick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike like M.
Gotcha. You said that was a Visa, right? That should start with a 4?
MasterCard.
Oh, MasterCard.
MasterCard.
Short-term memory. Oops, better refill my coffee cup. So a MasterCard should start with a 5 then. If you are ready to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay. 5349.
Mm-hmm.
0192.
Okay.
4584.
Mm-hmm.
8907.
And then the expiration month and year?
04/26/2026.
And then, Mr. Yoder, the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
382.
Okay, so I have 382 on the back. You said April or 04 of 2026 for the expiration date, and was the card itself 5349-0192-4584-8907?
Yes.
Does that bill at the home address, the 5911 South Kansas Road, Apple Creek, of course, 44606?
Mm-hmm.
So about a minute or so after I do the voice verification, Eddie, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
That's fine. If you just...
Email it. That's fine. You'll get it by way of email about a minute or so after I get through that voice verification. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is, of course, Eastern time. You can email 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, or the next business day if they receive that email after hours. The email address will be on your welcome email as well. Now, I will take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call, but first let me get to that voice verification. Like I said, it is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up now. And it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Yoder, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
American Forest Enterprises.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Yoder, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Eddie Yoder, owner of the company.
Okay. And Eddie, as the owner of American Forest Enterprises, Mr. Yoder, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that card as well. It's a MasterCard.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it's just to get results as fast as possible, Eddie. It is important that you are actively involved in your account as well. I mean, to put it this way, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Yoder, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Eddie, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie, and there is no direct conflict there. Like I said, whether you keep it or not, it does not conflict with being a top option on the first page of Google and Bing. The reason that we even ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Yoder, we do ask you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Eddie, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, and, of course, with the website included at no cost for as long as you need us to keep it up and active, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether here, so it would be charged today's date, the 22nd of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Eddie, that $249, once again, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249, once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, Eddie, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will and no contract. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Yoder, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Eddie, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute or so, you'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system. It is your welcome email with our client support information on there and also your login credentials that you'll be able to use very soon to access your tracking system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about a half an hour. So it gets you towards the very beginning of that hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. We do have one spot available still at 5 o'clock, and then there are two spots available at 6. Would you prefer 5 or 6? Would either of those times work today?
6 o'clock would be better.
6 is better. It's going to be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. If I am available when our technician calls you right at or shortly after 6, I will be on the very beginning part of that phone call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you may have. I will try to keep my phone open, although things do get a little bit busy towards the end of the day. I may not be available. Whether I am available or not, they'll definitely give you a call. They'll have your file, and they'll take really good care of you. And then whether I am on that call or not, I did want to add a little bit of extra security, just another layer of protection on your account, a simple question and answer. Now, if anyone calls us, Eddie, and tells us that they are with American Force Enterprises, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to your security question. And this is especially important, especially about a week or so from now once your website is already active. In fact, even if it's tomorrow or later today, you can ask your technician if he knows the answer to the security question. I mean, obviously the point is to get your online presence kind of increased so that your customers will call you, and that's going to happen. But you may also get phone calls from someone either claiming to be Google. They may say that you need to provide more information for your Google listing. Just make sure that it's us calling you and not somebody else. If anyone calls you, though, and tells you that you need to pay more money for your online presence or your Google listing or anything like that, that would right away be the tip-off to the rip-off. It would not be us calling you asking you for more money. Voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. And again, it clearly states that it bills once a month for exactly $249. It only bills on the 22nd and would never be a penny more. So anyone who calls you would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, just say, hey, you know, I think I'm well taken care of. Have a nice day. Don't entertain that phone call. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Eddie, which would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
So you're Borden, and then what is the answer?
Mount Eaton.
Could you spell that?
M-T-E-A-T-O-N.
Mount Eaton, gotcha. Just kind of got a little staticky right there. Didn't quite hear exactly what you said. I have to type it in twice. Mount Eaton, and you are all set there. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? Looks like our system sent your welcome email as well. The one that we would want you to look at, well, we can look at them all, but the one that we would want you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
I did not get that one yet.
Okay. Let me refresh my system. Did you get the welcome email? Ooh, we lost Eddie.